This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, this is our song? We had a whole bunch of things we needed to talk about. We couldn't hear. Number one, we got a new keyboard, and it is very exciting, the 670 The Score Studios. So thanks to Art for bringing us a new keyboard, because the other one, he just threw in the trash.
But more phenomenal than that is what you just told me about it. That is audacity, gumption, gall,
Odyssey,
all wrapped in one.
Yeah, when
Odyssey.
I go on my yearly date, usually there's a story afterward.
This woman said to somebody... Somebody asked her.
We went on like a couple dates, and then like a few months later, he asked me for a recommendation for another dating app, and I was like, "No, earn that yourself from somebody else."
I like what?
Exactly the audacity.
But I think if you go on
Odyssey.
A date with someone
again, it's Odyssey.
If someone goes on
the AUDACITY.
If somebody were to go on a date with you and it didn't work out because you guys weren't on that vibe because you didn't know each other, you just went on a date.
A couple
of dates, and like I would probably give the rec. I wish you well, miss. I hope you find the love of your life.
No, you can use me for like you can't use me like that. Go use somebody else.
I think it's using someone. I think it's just
was using me for clout. Absolutely.
Yeah,
clout.
I don't like it for clout or for like the idea of like that just seems weird. That's a very strange request for him to make.
Yeah, so like the dates happen, but you're not like still in touch or dating?
No, that's fine. But like, I don't know you well enough for me to recommend you for anything. Like, mm-hmm. Get out of here.
Yeah. Wow.
Like, no.
Hard word out there for it's a hard world out there for the fellas.
A hard one out there for entitled people who.
I don't think that's entitlement. I think.
Yes, it is.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease. The answer can't be yes if you don't ask the question.
Somebody else will entertain it.
Okay. I guess my hope for a world in which we all help each other out, kumbaya, is out the
Yeah, but window. you have to have some boundaries, Marshall, and draw some lines.
Marshall's
understanding, like my boundaries are a little different from his. Even on Friday. Let's thank
what
our
I do
guests.
Friday?
Let's thank our guests. Lance Brozdowski, always fun to get seam head with Lance Brozdowski. Also, Jamal Collier,
yeah.
Who we had on at 11.
Answered the bell.
It was wonderful to talk to him. Thanks to our producers, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, our Twitch team, Matt Anaya, Jenna Duddleston, and Connor O'Donnell. Hi, guys.
Wait, what happened Friday, though?
When that guy came up to me while I was eating and talking to you and our friend Allie.
That was hilarious.
And I was eating a hot dog because I don't eat until I'm done with my show usually.
So it was 12:40. You just done three and a half hours of Rock'em Sock'em Radio, two and a half, whatever it was.
And as I'm eating this hot dog from Wrigleyville Dogs, Delicious. This guy walks up to me while I'm eating, while I have a hot dog in my hand, and he's like, "Hey, I don't mean to interrupt you while eating, but I'm so-and-so," and like wanted to shake my hand, and I just kind of like held it out because I don't want to shake somebody's hand while I have...
Food
well,
in
I've been
your hand.
Eating.
That
and
was
I was,
fair.
I was like mid bite, and I was like, "Ah, nice to meet you." And then he walked off, but like I was trying to chew.
It was funny. It was hilarious.
But it was like while we were having a conversation, mid conversation, it's like,
"So
yes,
you handled
there,
that well? What's the boundary?
Yeah,
issue
we're there
between...
to say hi and socialize and stuff."
Yes.
And I looked at Marshall, and I was like,
I was like, he had nowhere to go, so he retreated quickly.
Well, you were like, you acted like a deer in a headlights, so he did. And I'm like, isn't that kind of on him for not knowing the situation?
It's definitely on him because you were, one, eating, two, talking to someone. You were having a conversation. You weren't just standing there by yourself.
Yeah, like, we were in a very close circle. It was Allie and her parents.
Oh,
and like,
shout out to Allie.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I can eat in front of Allie, but like...
And me.
Yeah, and it was just funny because the guy walks up into the circle that we were in. And then,
wow.
Yeah, I mean, and then
talk
like,
about boundaries.
Said he didn't want to interrupt me while I was eating, and I'm like mid bite. And then I'm holding this hot dog and wanted to shake my hand, and I'm like, I don't.
There's mustard
and
stuff.
But I couldn't speak because I was chewing.
But these are, you know, it's a tricky spot.
So boundaries.
It's a tricky spot for them, though, Layla, because you're a big deal. That's the thing. It's like,
oh, yeah.
No, but the corollary, even though we can be humble to each other and realize that we're just some jamokes, for whatever reason, they see us the way that we might see a ball player if we saw them or whatever. Like, that's just the way it feels. So if they're trying to say hello, I love the, look, I don't mean to bother you while you're eating, but here we go. Or I don't mean to bother you while you're with your family, but here I'm going to bother you while you're with family because they just want to say hello. And
it might be his only shot. Now, he could have waited. He could have waited.
Nah, you got to shoot your shot.
No, but he could have waited till she was done eating the hot dog.
In mid-bite, theoretically.
But you at the time were like, well, you acted shocked, so he...
No, that's what was funny about it, because she was like,
But I'm like, doesn't he have some agency in this? It's not all determined on my behavior.
Oh, no, it's not at all. I just watched the action and the reaction, I thought was hilarious.
See, this is what's interesting to me, is the dynamic of these two as partners as they're figuring each other out. Because this is a relationship. This is a lot of time together.
No, this is not a figure out thing, because I was not surprised by how she reacted, and I was not surprised by how he reacted. I just witnessed in real time and thought it was hilarious. And she looked at me like, what was I supposed to do? I was like, I don't really think there's anything you can do.
Swallow the bite of food?
Yeah, swallow the bite of food. Keep it moving.
But I wasn't going to shake hands when my hand was on food.
That's kind of the weird thing of, like, I kind of usually go to a pound at that point.
Which is what I said. I was like, but to her point.
He, like, held out his hand very actively. Yeah,
that's fine.
You can determine what happens next by your
I
pound.
I just went like this.
So is there anything you
it was
would.
Like an air shake.
Anything you would recommend that person with? Like a LinkedIn or a job interview?
LinkedIn is not a dating app. I learned that from Layla Rahim.
Oh, that has caught on, hasn't it?
No, LinkedIn has definitely served as a dating app for some people.
I mean, the whole concept and like the discussion.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell LinkedIn. I have not been on it in months.
I threw all my academic stuff onto LinkedIn because there was, you know, there was a job that I was interested in.
And you have jobs.
Yeah. But I threw it on there and I was disappointed at what it is. I was like, oh, that's too bad.
I feel like it's just become somewhat like Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, and I get too many emails, so I see what it is because of the emails. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need to actually visit the site.
Yeah. It kind of made me sad because I was like, oh, well, of course. Like, if I'm looking for stuff in the academic, if it's in this industry, that's word of mouth. Like, that's I know someone who knows someone. But in the academic industry, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll throw it out there and see what happens. And it's like, oh, so now I'm getting all these think pieces and all this stuff. I'm like, I don't want that.
Now, my favorite is like the guy who couldn't make it as a reporter 10 years ago telling me what I need to put on a resume tape.
Consultants is a funny business.
Oh, wow. He's not that. That's the whole point.
No,
he's
saying.
I'm not saying this because it's like a typical life things happen thing. I'm saying, like, he's that dude who would always tell people how to act, but, you know, blamed everybody else for the results of his own behavior.
Well, I yesterday I was,
and that's LinkedIn.
I was out yesterday with the Remy Martin people, and someone came up and said they love this show, that they love your show, and it was, and then they said, I was kind of by myself until Ray showed up. And they were like, hey, would it be weird if we took a picture? And I was like, no, let's take a picture. I'm going to put this Remy down, and then we can take a picture.
I think you should have held the Remy up.
Well, trust me, there was a lot of Remy posts yesterday on Instagram. But then my guy Ray showed up, and we had a good time.
It looked like a lot of fun.
It was a really good time.
If I wasn't at work, I really would have been there.
I know. You would have enjoyed yourself. I know Ray did.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Race off.
Did something happen, Lawrence?
No, it's just that, you know...
The way you're saying the way you're looking through the glass.
I've known Ray long enough to know that there are a lot of things that were going his way yesterday.
The vibes are vibing.
Okay. I'm gonna get it's warm outside. I'm gonna give me some vibes, maybe as soon as today.
The vibes are available. I ended up at Belmont and Sheffield today at around 10:45. I had some plans that didn't happen. Then all of a sudden I was there and I was like, well, I guess I got to just go back downtown. How should I do it? Oh, on a day like this? So I got on a Divvy e-bike and I rode
down?
All the way down the lakefront.
Hell yeah, Matt Spiegel.
Really? Dude, today...
Because usually you're doing it from South Loop. Correct. And that's not a big deal.
So this was like, old haunts, because I used to live at like school and seminary and I also lived like in Lakeview East a little bit there. So like...
A tourist in his own city.
That's what it felt like. And the lakefront was happening.
I have not done my architectural tour this summer yet.
But all those little cafes, like it's finally, like it's June 2 and it's finally in the 70s, going to be in the 80s
It
later,
wasn't
right?
yesterday.
No, I know. But now it is. So like, was it Whispers is the one at Oak Street Beach, I think. And then there's the other one at Ohio Street
Shore
Beach.
Club.
Yeah, but all those places were hopping today. Yes.
Absolutely.
During normal business hours, man. People were outside.
Lawrence, there was a gaggle of like young girls all like posing for photos together, like three different gaggles because school is out and everybody's like, what are you doing on Monday? Let's go to the beach.
Let's go kick it at the beach.
This city was happening today.
I had this strange thing happen.
I know we tried to call out 87 degrees, not sick.
Over the next couple days, you got to cover. A strange thing happened to me on Saturday where I went to go pick up my birthday present and I had to take the train to Geneva. And so on that line, I have never taken that the Union Pacific West line, I'd never taken that from downtown. There were four or five different stops where I was like, if I didn't have something to do
today, you would have got out and walked around.
I would have, like, obviously, like Oak Park, because Oak Park is dope and Oak Park is basically Hyde Park. So the way I fit in there is pretty great. But I've always kind of had like a love affair with Elmhurst, and downtown Elmhurst was popping off Saturday when I was riding through. And once I got to Geneva itself, like I got off in Geneva and I was sitting there going, man, I wish I had like time. Like it would have been a good choice to get on the metro and pick a place and go to brunch in one of those places. Mm-hmm. Like it's so amazing. Like it felt very tourist in your own area.
Oh man,
type.
And this is the time. Finally, we emerged. We emerged because like, Marshall, like, was your heat on? Two nights ago, my heat was on, and I'm like, it is May 30th, and my heat is on. What are we doing?
Nah, the heat is on the street.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. The H is O.
Yeah, but isn't it going to be like 87, 87, 65? Isn't that what's getting ready to happen?
Look at the weekend forecast.
Just take it while we get it.
I think that's what we're doing.
Like, I played bags yesterday. Like, bag season opened with cocktails by the pool yesterday, and like today with the bike in the lakefront. Let's F it.
We had a wonderful crowd at Wrigleyville Dogs. Like, I felt bad about that exchange.
Wrigleyville Dogs.
Yeah, Wrigleyville, because that's a sign. But we did. We had a great crowd at Wrigleyville Dogs.
I didn't know that. They have an extra S in there?
S is just sitting there. I was like, wait a minute. I thought this was Wrigleyville Dogs. Like, it is.
Like Diner and Dinner Grill.
Yes, Diner and Dinner Grill. And there used to be a hot dog place. It's a Starbucks now because that's the law. But it used to be a hot dog place at like Lincoln and Irving. And it said Hat Dogs on one of the signs. And then it said Best in Tawn, T-A-W-N.
Okay.
And I'm like... At some point, they had to know, and they just leaned into it because it became a thing. Oh, you go to the hat dogs place?
They're the best in town.
Or that was the accent, like hat dogs, but best in town.
Was it like somebody who had English as a second language who put the sign together for them originally?
Was it the chick
who
said Moderna on her vaccine card? It was M-A-D-E-R-N-A.
The commit to the bit. I appreciate it.
Yeah, they leaned into it for like a decade. It was right up near Martyrs. I was there all the time.
They changed Diner Grill, though, right? Isn't it now just Diner Grill?
Just
and
diner
not
grill.
Dinner grill
I think
anymore.
You're right. Well, but it used to say diner and dinner.
But yeah, we had a good crowd. I just didn't know when to talk to.
A texter said stop in Downers Grove. And you're right. Like it was the same thing. Like
yeah, man.
I kept looking, I'm like, oh, that seems like that'd be a good couple hours to just kind of jump off the train. And
Downers Grove is a great little town. That's where Christine raised two girls, you know? Huh. So like my bonuses are from there. I've been there a lot. The Tivoli Movie Theater in Downers Grove is amazing. Like there's all, what's the one in Park Ridge? The movie theater in Park Ridge.
The Pickwick.
Oh, the Pickwick. Come on. Places like that. By the way, speaking of great old movie theaters, the Music Box on Southport is expanding. In a time of cultural decay, when a lot of places are falling by the wayside.
Retroing it up.
No, they're
by the block, baby. Let's go.
They bought two more empty storefronts next to them, and they're building a third theater. So the Music Box has a 700-seat theater and has like a little 75-seat theater. They're building a third, like 150-seat theater, so they can have more festivals, more indie films. Like, that place freaking rules.
That's where Ian Happ's show was on Saturday.
Yeah, compound,
they did it there,
right?
Yes.
With PCA, I think.
Yes. PCA is a special guest.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm still laughing at Ian saying he has a lot of room to run out there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Golden retrievers are nice.
I mean, Music Box has like the old school organist who plays before the movie starts is still there, and they've got the twinkling stars on the roof, on the ceiling of that
place. Wait, an organist plays before the movie?
Yeah, old school, baby.
Is it like the organ that punished every batter that Jameson Taillon said?
I heard you guys talking about the organ punisher, and I like that as a character. We can kind of figure what we need. Tanny probably has all
Punishment
of them.
Organ, and then I thought about Punishment Oregon, which is just Oregon Trail.
All the old Spectrum organ stuff that we have in the vault. Like, we've got mountains and mountains of...
Amazing. Amazing.
That was a Boers and Bernstein bit.
I'm gonna say, this is a good organ town. This is a very good organ town. There's lots of good organs in this town.
Classic.
I mean, the one over at 4th Presbyterian over there by Water Tower is like one of the great pipe organs in the world. I mean,
I know what you're doing.
I love that you know this.
When you guys did this, this is all that was in my head.
Doot-doot.
When you guys started talking about this, I was like, we have all this stuff. We've got all of this stuff from the Spectrum organ. And I don't even remember. Tanny, do you remember the reason for this? Did you have to input all this, or was this
golf? No, this predated me, but who cares the reason? Let's just enjoy it.
I agree.
Lawrence, when she said it, I was just like, that's the first thing that popped in my head.
And I like it. I like where your head is at.
But yeah, shout out to Music Box. It's the only place you can go to see Eyes Wide Shut in the theater around here.
Wait, and not feel
weird because of it.
Are you sure? It still sounds pretty weird.
You still felt weird, let's be honest.
That last line of the movie makes you feel weird.
Oh, not the whole movie? The whole movie, but...
I found it to be intriguing. I was like, oh...
I stayed away. I noped right out of that option.
You said noped out?
It's like,
nope.
I'm not watching that, no.
Thought it was interesting.
I've
got better
shut.
Things to do with my time. Mm.
Okay. Like, do you, though?
Yeah.
Do we?
I mean, you with the accusations.
Are you kidding? I don't use a dishwasher. I hand wash all my dishes. I do have
You know what? That is wildly therapeutic.
Congratulations. Starting at dishwasher, Layla Rahimi.
The organ after a declarative statement is just, I miss it.
It's a little mic drop moment.
It really is.
No, washing dishes by hand is oddly therapeutic.
So Somebody said it was a trauma response, and I also agree with that.
Okay, that's probably true as well. I used to wash dishes by hand all the time.
I'm told that I have to rinse them before I put them in the dishwasher, and it pisses me off to no end. Like, why
just
did we
wash
buy
them at that point?
Why did we buy the dishwasher? Well, what are we doing here? We're trying to make the dishwasher's life easy? No, I paid for that, so it does the job.
No, I am the dishwasher.
I think the whole point is, depending on what you're washing and depending on when it was made and how long those pots and pans have been sitting there, it's like the dishwasher's not going to get it clean. The thing in my house was, if the dishes aren't all clean, your job is not done until every dish is put away. Hmm. So even if you use the dishwasher, you got to wait for the dishwasher to run.
You're circling back 90 minutes later, you're asleep.
Well, my point is, that's why you hand wash. Because you hand wash, you dry, and it's over.
No organ for that? Fine.
I'm just saying.
He's like, that's why you hand wash. And I'm like,
it's a beautiful thing to have that, for sure. But, I mean, it's... Like, I love having all of that stuff available, and it made me so happy when you guys were talking about it, and that you built, like, I love universe building, so, like, the idea of, oh, here's the Oregon punishment, and, like, oh, did we mean Oregon punishment?
Oh, he gets the Oregon?
And then it's like, oh, this is what we should now call the Portland Trailblazers, and I'm like, this is universe building. This is the way that it's supposed to go. Organic universe building.
Organic. I see what you did there.
From Star Wars.
Exactly. By the way, I don't know. I would imagine most Star Wars fans have finished Andor. I am still working through it.
Oh, no. You got to get through with that.
I got five more episodes
to go. You
got
to get through with that.
It is bleeping amazing. And if you enjoyed Rogue One, and I know a lot of Star Wars fans, you did. Great.
Rogue One is the best one.
I agree with you.
Then you need to watch Andor.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two seasons.
You need to see it because it is such a slow burn, and it is the idea of not pew 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 all the time. It is the exactly.
Now I'm just mad.
No lightsaber required.
It is the man stepping on your neck and what it's like for the average person living in the Empire to deal with the growth of the Empire. It is so well done. It is so beautifully shot and acted. And the clothes, like everything about it is great. And if you loved Rogue One, you should be down with Andor. There. Thank you, Tanny.
I concur with everything Lawrence said.
I appreciate that. Here's what we got coming up on the show today. We're going to hang out, which is good because we haven't, because Speaks was off and then I was off. But now we're both back.
You're busy?
Somebody
had to be Craig Council then.
A new Iron Man streak begins.
It won't last long, though, because my birthday is Friday. Anyway, so...
Jesus, Tanny!
He's on it. At 4 o'clock, Jason Leisure is going to join us. We will talk with him about all sorts of stuff. Kendall Gill is going to be on the show. We will talk to him about being a superstar, raising two athlete superstars.
And these NBA finals, man, because they are here now, and they are interesting. I wonder, you wrote it on the doc, like, can we all relax and focus on the basketball? Because the basketball is going to be pretty damn good.
Can we enjoy how many think pieces are going to be written about the idea of the two smallest markets in the NBA having the NBA finals? I would just say that the basketball has been... very fun to watch.
And this is the number two offense against the number one defense.
Watching
some DeLulu called Oklahoma City Midwestern. And I was like, just say you like the Pacers, dude. It's fine. Nobody's mad at you.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do all of that. But we are going to start with Chicago's hottest team, the Chicago Cubs, and what's going on with them. And we're going to talk about Kyle Tucker and if he's okay or if his hand is his wrist and finger are all messed up. And Spiegs has got some line of demarcation stuff that we need to discuss.
Let's have a new self-created line of demarcation,
okay.
Shall we?
They've made it through both of the ones that we talked about. One of them's already there, Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. We had added in Mother's Day. So now we got it. What we do in Juneteenth?
Yeah. And also, Craig Council's doing a hell of a job. And we spend a lot of time trying to figure out what a manager does, what's worthwhile. There are some things we can point to.
So we're going to do all of that after Tanny's Open, which is next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.